Carajo, Luis. Radio. Oye, carajo, Luis.
It's fire.
And that's the intro.
Hello,
Kyle. Hallelujah, it's a fire.
Honey, what are you doing on the phone? We're not going to talk. Hello?
Nah, nobody likes you.
I was bored.
Ah, you just want to hear the show?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'll participate.
That's all you want us to do? Why would you want to hear this show? Nothing going to happen except complaining.
Well, that's why I said I was bored.
Oh, poor thing. Well, you know, you are married to Lou, so I'm sure it's bound to happen.
Oh, I'm not boring. I'm fun all the time, actually.
No, yeah.
Sometimes too much fun to take a break.
Too much fun.
Yeah, fun. You guys sound like you're having a blast over there. So tell me, Louis, why don't you tell your heartbreaking story of how the medium pun has disappointed you?
Just no help at all. I mean, actually, he's in the way. His broken down
hindrance.
His broken down truck is in the way that I can't actually get to my warehouse to load up stuff to get it out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Can you imagine? He lives off of me and he's in the way.
Is he still living off of you?
Yeah.
Tell him about your brother talking to me about cars.
Oh, right. You know, Mike, you know how he talks to you about cars?
He talks to everybody about cars. The kid can't shut the fuck up about cars.
He's doing the same thing to her the other
day. I love that he has such a fascination. By the way, what kind of car does he drive?
Shitty car.
Yeah, maybe he should focus not on the cars that he doesn't have, but, you know, on getting some business for his shitty life.
Yeah, but he's talking to Vermeil about some stuff he was doing about, you know, with the truck, and she thought that he was talking to me. And I couldn't care less. I was paying attention to something else.
Yeah, no, he doesn't matter, though. I mean, honestly, it really doesn't.
Oh, and then my oldest brother was like, oh, I feel bad. Maybe one of my mattress connections can pay off, and maybe... donate some mattresses.
Oh, yeah? All the connections that he's got. Remember when he was going to go on a date with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
That was the best thing ever.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
you've got such a great fan. Why don't you tell the story for the myriad of listeners that we have?
Where's Mick, anyway?
I don't know. I don't care.
He's done? He's dead?
I talked to him today because I asked him to come down and help you out with me on the weekend, but he's pretending to have to help someone else.
With his broken back.
Oh, I have somebody else needs my help on Long Beach Island. The only person he could possibly be talking about is his friend Rob.
Yeah.
And if he's helping his friend Rob out, it's probably to clean out their beach home.
How pretentious.
If he's got to help clean out their beach home, he doesn't really have anything important to do.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Mick. Faggot.
Is that him?
No, I don't know.
What
was I going to say? The Nicole Kidman story.
Yeah,
Nicole Kidman. Tell the story about your brother.
So, the other day my older brother and I were trying to analyze how my oldest brother... You know, he spent a lot of time with my dad, who's a bullshit artist, so...
Yeah, that explains a lot, though.
Explains a lot right there. So, moving forward, my brother comes home one day, tells me that he can get me a job. So he's working for AIDS Walk, and some girl that volunteers there can get me a job writing for the Olsen Twins when they had a TV show. And then in the same breath, he says, I think it's bullshit, though, because she tried to set me up with someone. And he says the following story. He said that she asked if he dated women with kids, and he retorted, I do, because then I get too attached to the children.
Okay, can we just give a quick background on this guy before? I mean, because all this stuff is probably funnier in context, all the stuff that you're saying. No, I mean,
it's pretty preposterous when I finally tell the punchline now.
Yeah.
So basically, she showed him pictures on her personal website that she has with her friend, and she showed him the woman that she wanted him to be set up with, and it was Nicole Kidman and her kids.
Yeah, that's what a fantastic person he is. The reason I wanted to throw some context in there is because, I mean, your brother, and I'm sure this is not going to offend you because you know the truth of this, is a 12-time loser, basically. I mean, there's a one-time loser, two-time loser, three-time loser, and then there's your brother who's like a 12-time loser. Just, I mean, and climbing, I should say. 12-time and climbing. and the idea that he gets too attached to anyone's kids is kind of laughable because he's dated maybe 3 women in his life. Wasn't he married at one point, too?
Two times.
Twice.
He was married twice?
Once he was young and then...
And I have a feeling that the reason that these marriages fell apart is because the women got tired of literally shoveling the bullshit that comes out of his mouth.
Using soft serve turds to fall into my drink. Sit across from him.
Yeah, I mean the guy's just he doesn't have a job. He lives on food stamps. He's pretended to have cancer for about 10 years now. What else? And he's always trying to get money out of his youngest brother to support him. And, he gets too attached to kids because he wants to have sex with them, is my theory.
I wouldn't go that low, but...
Yeah, so... Such a great family. I'm telling you, Louie, it's you and your mom are the only people worth keeping in that apocalypse... If your family goes under, I'm going to save you and your mom, and that's it.
I appreciate that.
Oh, and your wife.
Oh, honey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm part of the family.
So you can cook.
And your wife.
Hey, does Michael have a play?
About the apocalypse?
The play that we want to see?
I can't hear. You got to speak up, honey.
Does Mike know the story about the play?
The play. Oh, yes, he knows.
Oh, yeah, no, I was there. I was not there for that, but I was, I think you called me as soon as you got out of it, as a matter of fact, to tell me the ridiculous experience that you just had.
Yeah, you can actually look it up. It's on YouTube, actually.
Every now and then, I tell Louis.
About the play?
Yeah.
Every now and then, I get a little bit closer to,
Honey, you got to put the phone up to your mouth if you're going to talk. Cause you're
goddamn Dominicans don't know how to use a cellular.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hear you at all. You're like,
every now and then I get a little bit closer to listen to some bullshit she says.
Little Amazon, bright eyes.
Every now and then I get a little bit closer to understanding Dominican girls.
Yet still so far. I love you.
Oh, my God. We're all going to die.
So what have you been dealing with work and the savagery?
Nah, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't talk about that shit. It's Vietnam. You know how it is.
It's Vietnam. No bullshit. I'm a little traumatized from this, man. I've had nightmares of flooding.
Yeah, Louis, it's because you're living in the shit right now. You are actually, which is nightmare worthy, I have to say. So
it is.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm gonna have a beer and take my pants off.
Oh, you too? I have 2 beers and 1 pants ahead of you, my man.
turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit closer to blowing my brains out in the sink.
What? Why in the sink? Why can't you make a mess for the EMT?
What the no, I don't think that's right.
Fuck him.
I don't think it's right to do that. Well, I mean, you know.
You know what? You can go on one of those, like wee-wee pads for dogs.
Do you know how much money EMTs make?
At this point, more than me, so fuck them.
They make the same amount of money as somebody who works at Starbucks.
Damn.
And I'm not joking. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, whoa. Before or after tips?
probably after.
Well,
or before. No, before, actually. Probably before.
Then I might cry for them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not also their job to clean up the brains and shit that happens. That's why they have those cleaning services that specialize in shit like that.
Mm, that's true.
Maybe
I should open one of those businesses. Brains.
Whatever. Yeah, Louis. Well, I mean, you could cater specifically to Puerto Ricans because I'm sure there are lots of murders
exactly.
in the Puerto Rican community.
I can give out little cards with the Puerto Rican flag. I'll clean up your...
Tramiel, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Your country's main export is murder.
I don't know
yeah,
what that
means. Yeah, we're good at it. What's the problem?
Yeah, Dominican hitmen? No. No.
No, I don't mean they're good at it. I just mean they come here and murder people.
Right. They're not good at it, but they murder. What was that, honey? What was that? 2 cents?
Actually, our main export is whores and baseball players. So.
There you go. That's true.
Whores and baseball players?
Yeah.
Or really?
Whorish baseball players like A-Rod.
So which one are you for real?
Swing and a miss, right, honey?
I was going to make it to the baseball league, but I you know.
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad. Because if Louis had married anything less than a minor leaguer, I would have been very upset.
Yeah, the college injury, right, honey? You had a knee thing.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a
lone asshole. Either one. One of those.
It's okay. Irish people's main exports are potatoes and anger.
No. I would say anger is rivaled by flat white Irish asses, actually.
No, I haven't seen too many of those lately.
Really? You haven't seen too many of those?
I haven't seen too many flat Irish asses lately. Because I haven't seen too many Irish asses lately.
Oh, well, because they're flat and non-existent.
But see, here's the thing. Irish women love black guys. So they're breeding those flat asses out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely, since I've been a kid, white women in general have grown an ass. Because when I was a kid...
Yeah, no, there's white asses abound. Fat ass on a white girl. Fat ass on a white girl. Fat ass on a white girl.
So that's no longer a factor. You hear that, honey? So... You gotta wear extra tall heels and a little more makeup, a little more lipstick to compete these days, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you have to have chola eyebrows.
Chola eyebrows? What the fuck is that?
It's fucking those fucking Mexican gangster girls.
So like the painted on eyebrows?
Yeah. The penciled on thin eyebrows that look horrible. And like somehow curve around the entire eye.
We used to make fun of this girl who used to do that. She shaved her eyebrows and would pencil them in. And just like when it was raining, we'd run around, you know, like, oh, my eyebrows are my eyes, my eyebrows are my eyes.
You remember when we were driving in a car and came up with like a million different permutations of falling off the ugly tree and hitting every branch?
To get stoned one day and try that again.
The only one I remember is getting run over by a team of ugly horses.
No, you got hit by weapons of mass ugly.
I was waiting for somebody to say that one of Ireland's main exports is liquor, and I was going to challenge that by saying there's no way in hell Irish people let liquor out of their country.
Yeah, good one.
Ah, the Irish. The only people who hate Irish people more than anyone else are the Irish.
Yeah, that's true. Jesus.
Ah, the Irish. You remember? Didn't the medium pun? See, because we have nicknames for Louis' brothers. His fattest and oldest brother is Big Pun, the Big Pun. And the middle one is Medium Pun. And Medium Pun, I'm pretty sure, didn't he have that fucking scumbag, white trash Irish friend?
Yeah, he's got a couple of them. Yeah, they're not.
You got a couple of them?
They're not horrible, but yeah, they're definitely trashy.
Yeah.
No,
that's crazy.
They're definitely trashy.
You know what's crazy is that nobody else will hang out with your brother except the Irish people.
Oof. That is a good observation.
Dominicans?
Remember, Louis? He has all those Dominicats friends.
Dominicats. I love Dominicabs.
No, the best is that he's the original to hang out with the Dominicats. Cause
yep.
I guess they were ostracized before, and he was the first to break that bond. He's fucking Jackie Robinson of race relations between Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
I thought that was you.
I know, right?
When your penis was inside her, were you screaming for victory in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, we finally.
The first time?
We invaded.
Yes.
When the first time you had sex with her, were you waving Puerto Rican flags?
You know, I was decked out, kid. I had the cape, that old straw Puerto Rican hat.
That's awesome.
12 medallions around my neck.
Your whole family who lives in that one room was cheering you on?
Yeah.
No,
if you looked out my window, my whole car was covered in flags. So.
See, one of my favorite ideas that we never turn into a sketch, and we will, and if anybody tries to steal it, we'll just play this radio show and sue them, is the Mexican family that wins the lotto.
Right.
And never breaks out of their habit of, all piling into the same station wagon.
Even though they have a big mansion, they all sleep in the same room.
They all sit on the same chair somehow.
Wow.
That's
We could probably get real Mexican people to do that, too.
I'm sure we could for $40 for the entire day.
For all of them.
Oh, for all of them. And, they'll be
and maybe some Corona.
And they will clean up the warehouse afterwards anyway.
Oh, my God. You're a horrible person, Lou.
No. I just live with my ties, that's all.
What I love is that every single different kind of Hispanic of Latino looks down on Mexicans somehow.
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
Well, you know what?
It is true.
I never really used to, but after I actually worked with them, I found out they actually are scumbags, like everyone else says they are.
Well, yeah, how so? Explain.
Were they thieves? You know, I had two of them working for me. One, I found out for sure, was a thieving prick who banged his own daughter.
Ew!
And then another one that was still working for me, I got rid of him because he was stealing too.
What were they taking?
I'd have a drill laying around and
disappear.
I'd just disappear, and my other guy would be like, "Oh, he had it last." You know.
No, the Mexican guy that works for me is a thieving bastard.
Yeah, it's really.
No, he really is. He really is.
Really. Wow, I've never heard that before.
He really, I mean, like, you just don't leave shit lying around. If it's good, even if it's shitty, it'll disappear if he needs it.
You leave your mom lying around all the time. So.
Well, I mean, you know, when I'm finished with her, what else am I going to do?
You know, so I'm sure he's scooping that up.
You're disgusting. You're a terrible person. Speaking of your moms, how is your sweetheart mom doing?
She she's all right. She's, you know, living up on a tropical island. Better off than me. Either one of us. That's the truth. Your mom sent you a link to a horrible website? I'm just going to make up what I think you said on it.
No, that's, we work better that way, actually.
The funniest things we've ever come up with is because we heard the other person wrong.
It's just, I mean, seriously, like, and I try not to hear people right for the most part.
So, honey, your mom sent you a link to a horse fetish website?
Yeah.
There we go. Anyway.
Your mom shot a link into a... into the Horsehead Nebula?
The Horsehead. Is there such a thing? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, there is a Horsehead Nebula.
Absolutely. Whoa, cool. Yeah. So it's like a bunch of stars in the shape of a... Oh, is it nebula? No, it's a constellation. Nebula is like gases and bullshit?
I think nebula is like a gas cloud.
Oh, shit.
Which, which means your home is full of them.
I just left a nebula in the bathroom, honey. Do not go in there. You'll be lost in the Louis-shaped nebula.
Oh, man, I just nebulized about 5 minutes ago. You poor wife. Do you ever fart? Do you ever just fart directly into her mouth just to like get it over with? Just be like, it's going there anyway.
Yeah. Honey,
wow.
Don't tell me that. Don't confirm that. Don't confirm that. No.
It's okay, because if you ever give him anal for me, you can just poop on his dick.
There you go. Hey, touche. Go ahead, honey. You know what?
You know, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I think one of the best things that Ron Jeremy ever said, and he's a horrible person, by the way, but I think you actually pointed this out to me, Louis. We were reading a magazine in Tower Records, and they asked Ron Jeremy, I think, if he ever, you know, fucking girls in the ass, if he ever, you know, had any problems with that. And he was like, you know, sometimes you pull out, there's shit on your dick, you go wash it off and keep on going.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true soldier.
Spoken like a true scumbag.
Oh, that too.
That guy has been a fat, dirty, hairy prick for like 100 years now.
Oh, yeah. Why is my wife still in love with him, man? All his videos.
It's context, Louie. It's context. Right. I just got to find
my wife has a Ron Jeremy internet problem.
Does she really?
Yeah, I look at the history. It's all Ron Jeremy back in the 70s.
Well, I mean, you remember when people used to say that you look like him? Maybe she's just priming herself to have sex with you.
There you go. Could be. How horrible was those days?
Or maybe it's just that she's trying to shock herself into being able to have sex with you. Like,
yeah.
She's looking at Ron Jeremy and she's like,
whoa,
this is so horrible. And then she looks at you and she's like, wow, that's fantastic in comparison.
That's not bad at all. I'll take some of that, actually.
Yo, she should not be laughing as hard as she is at that.
Why are you choking back there, honey? I like how you're completely intelligible except for your hysterical laughter.
It's like, oh, my God. Oh, Ron Jeremy. Ah, Louie.
Louie, not so bad. It's Ron.
Louie, looking sexy.
And that light. Just don't turn up the lights too much.
So what do you think? What do you think about the election? How do you feel about
the election? Well, at least that much. I mean, it's not like I'm super happy for it, but
no. What? But I mean,
it was my first time voting.
Yeah, she's a safe.
They let her vote.
I know.
Jesus. I guess they don't know about your criminal record or your immigration status.
I lied my way through it.
Or your terror.
That's good. Do you want to say who you voted for? Do you mind?
I'm a Democrat so far.
So far.
I guess it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. So.
Yeah, I didn't actually vote at all.
I haven't voted in the last two elections.
No, I couldn't have given. I almost could have given less of a shit, but the fact is that. That I knew New York was going to turn blue because it always does, so it just didn't matter.
New Jersey does too. It doesn't matter.
Until the reanimated corpse of Bill Hicks is running for president, I'm not voting.
Exactly. Well, it's the thing, though. Like, looking at that red, blue map on CNN and all that bullshit, there's so many different red places, but the state would still, quote-unquote, turn out to be blue or go towards Obama because the concentrated populations is where it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So it goes to show that, you know, once you get, you know, people together with an exchange of ideas and talking and, you know, just being a human being, interacting with other people, you see that Republicanism is definitely far worse than voting for a Democrat.
What I think happens is that there's a natural understanding that comes from repeated contact with a diverse population. I mean, New York and California are some of the most diverse places in America. I mean, especially fucking New York, man. We have everything you could possibly think of and things that you don't even want here.
It doesn't even have
like
to
Albanians. Like fucking Albanians, for example.
Yeah, but if you think of California, right? It's full of Mexicans, right? And
Borneo?
What is it?
Hello?
Yeah, Mexican.
Where the fuck is Borneo?
Borneo.
Oreos? Oreos are full of Mexicans? That's why they taste so good.
Damn, Mexicans taste good.
Did you really say Borneo? Where the fuck is Borneo?
Borneo.
You said California.
Oh. Go on.
So therefore, okay, whatever, they're voting Democrat because they're not passing an immigration law. But the moment that the Republicans say, whatever, they are Republicans in their heart. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that's stopping them from not being Republicans. So the moment that changes, that's cool.
She does have a point in the fact that a lot of Hispanics come from countries that are fairly communist or something, and the ones that migrate here are generally capitalists because they want to come to a capitalist country where they can make money.
Well, yeah. Well, that's 100% true for Cubans.
Yeah, for Cubans.
But just,
and there's a lot of South American places that's true for also.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that come here want to frolic in capitalism. So.
Well, I gotta tell you, Fermil, your information is outdated because the fastest growing population that's completely outpacing Hispanics in California are Asians. Like Vietnamese and Thai and Koreans, especially. Koreans are like growing astronomically out there.
Really?
Yeah.
How
about the Chinamen?
No, I think the Chinamen are smart enough to stay out.
Have you seen that commercial where they're in, like, it's a classroom in China and saying how basically if you vote, it's like in the future and how, oh, America. I think they start off with like the Roman collapse and all this, you know, like ancient societies, how they collapsed, and they compare that to the U.S. collapsing.
So it's basically Chinese propaganda.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, them talking Mandarin, and it's like a pro-Romney commercial saying that if you vote for Obama, that's what's going to happen because they're going to continue the debt, etc.
You know, first of all...
Well done. I love the commercial. Fucking propaganda.
Pure propaganda. I mean, it's not even disguised as anything else. It's just straight propaganda. But something else that people don't seem to realize is that Republicans are actually, first off, responsible for a massive amount of that growth in China because of people like Rupert Murdoch who invested heavily out there. Like, heavily.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, Rupert Murdoch is like the biggest non-American Republican that there is.
Well, absolutely.
How much business? Do you have any idea how much business he's thrown China's way?
No, I did not know his involvement in China.
I think you were actually the one who told me that he went out there and was
really
scouting locations for shit. Yeah, this had to be like 10 years ago at this point. But also, China's growth has actually leveled off. Oh, it's the fastest growing economy, whatever. China's gonna outpace us. They've actually leveled off.
let's just not go to war with China about that, because we would get our asses kicked.
Yeah, probably.
Red Dawn is in the movie theaters, or coming out soon.
Yeah, I saw that they're making a remake of. They're also doing a remake of Mad Max. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that either.
Why are they remaking movies that are perfect?
My problem is that they remake them with these pretty boys. Like, you look at the Red Dawn, and it's like these, you know, not that Charlie Sheen and
Patrick. Well, Charlie Sheen and Patrick Swayze were both pretty boys.
Yeah, but they, I don't know. They still had more of a charm. These guys are pretty boys, and they look completely vacuous in their eyes. They're completely no talent. At least those guys, were what they were. They had some modicum of talent. And
it's like they're taking the cast of Magic Mike and throwing them into a communist propaganda movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's exactly right. Who's the antagonist in the Red Dawn?
Is it originally it was Cubans?
Yeah, right. It was Cubans, but now what is it now? Is it the China?
Oh, I don't know. It could be.
I wonder.
Is China still communist?
Technically, even though they have a very capitalist society, yeah.
They're technically still a communist society.
There was a video game that came out a while ago that said.
Oh, is that Homefront?
Yeah, Homefront. It was written by the Red Dawn guy, and it was North Korea.
God, he's petrified of fucking communists, that guy.
He is, man. He really believes that the U.S. could be taken over. That guy's awesome.
Like that's what's crazy though. Communism does not work. It doesn't fucking work.
They can't rub two pennies together.
No, man. I mean, the only reason China is doing so well is because they adopted a shit ton of capitalist shit.
By way of Hong Kong. Last question: are you getting Halo 4?
I got it already.
Awesome! I'm gonna go rent that shit tomorrow. You gonna take the day off tomorrow?
Nah, man, I can't. Not during storm shit.
Really? Are you fucking on the scene fucking rescue worker now? Is that what it is?
I mean, kind of am, dude. I've been, like, chopping down trees for people.
Shit. No wonder your arms are getting all big and ripped. Open up trees. You
I
get
have,
it, honey?
Man. I've been fucking chainsawing trees off of people's cars. And.
Oh, look at Mike saving cats out of trees for old little ladies.
Why you gotta downplay my heroism, man?
Heroism. Mike Garvey, the first responder. Meow.
Now, kitty, don't worry about the snow, kitty. Now. It's okay, kitty.
Well, let me know.
Just swallow this firecracker, kitty.
I'm going to get Halo, man. It's going to be like the old days. Like the old days.
Yeah, I pre-ordered that shit a while ago. Picked it up yesterday.
Nice. I'm going to go rent that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, you think they have a copy?
I called earlier. They said they still had copies. I should go down there now, but.
Yeah, nigga. You should go get that shit.
I will.
I haven't played the multiplayer yet, but it's apparently a pretty awesome multiplayer. I'm still working on the campaign.
Well, are the graphics same? What is
the same? They're awesome. Yeah, they're great.
I was going to sell my
Xbox. Cool new enemies, too. Cool new, like, they're almost like Kinects or Legos or something like that, the enemies. They're like robotic pieces that come together, and the guns are made of the same material. It's cool shit.
Nice. I was just going to sell my Xbox. I was like, I haven't played that shit in months. And that's our commercial for it.
Nah, Halo's good shit. There's a lot of good games out now, man. You're selling yourself short.
Oh, you're busy.
You're a busy motherfucker. You don't got time for that kitty bullshit.
That's true. Tomorrow I will, though. I'm not going to work. Fuck all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you also have a wife to service, so, video games. Bitches don't like video games, man. When they do like them, they don't like them enough to let you play them without them.
Mm. Is that true, honey?
Yep.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, let's talk about you being better than Ron Jeremy again.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. All right, I'm going to bed.
Show's over.
Show's
the
over.
End.
I'm going to bed.
That's it. The end.
Excuse me.
Are you still at the office?
No, I'm
no. She's home. I'm home.
Is Fermil home too?
Yeah, I'm gonna go drop a deuce on her chest.
You gonna give her a chili dog?
Chili dog, is that what you call that?
No, it's when you drop a deuce on a girl's chest and the titty fucker with the shit in the middle.
Ah!
Wow!
That sounds like a chili dog. Wow. Honey, chili dog is for everybody.
Chili dogs. I wish I could remember what the angry dragon was.
The angry dragon. Oh, whatever that is.
So, you know, like, they ran out of things to do with that stuff, so people started making up shit, like, just completely physically impossible, like running and launching yourself dick first at a woman across the room.
Which defied the laws of physics, but yet somehow.
I think they called that the Flying Lunder Brothers or something like that.
Lunder Brothers? Who is that?
The Flying Mario Brothers. Yo, man, I saw, did you see this shit for the Wii U, the new Nintendo system?
No, what is it?
Well, that's like, just like a high-def Nintendo system.
I see.
I know. It looks cool, though.
Angry Dragon is when a female performing fellatio on her partner and the male is about to ejaculate. The male grabs the female's head and makes a downward motion toward the pelvis just as he finishes. And about to ejaculate. The force of the downward motion causes the ejaculate to come out of her nasal passages like an angry dragon.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. So basically, like when you laugh out milk from drinking milk.
There's something called, and I think I could be wrong, but I think it's called the bucking bronco, and that's. You get it. You're fucking a woman from behind, and you get her as close to her face as close to the wall as possible, so she has nowhere forward to go. And then while you're banging her, you say something to her along the lines of "Your sister fucks better than you do," and then she starts trying to get off you, and you hold on to her.
That's terrible.
It's after a while they get desensitized towards that, so it's probably only a one-time deal.
Yeah, they get used to that stuff.
But I think you know this, that my favorite is the dog in a bathtub.
What was that again?
When you're fucking a girl in the ass and you try to put your balls in her ass too, but they keep popping back out like a dog in a bathtub.
Dog in a bathtub is a proper name for when you attempt to insert your nuts into a girl's ass. It's so named because it can be just as hard as keeping a dog in the tub while giving it a bath.
I actually saw a video on the internet of a black dude with a huge dick fucking a white girl, and he was she had her like ass up in the air. He had his dick buried in her vagina and his balls in her ass.
Jesus Christ! Was it in a bathtub too?
No, there was no bathtub. Like, I would figure maybe the other way around. Like, you could get the balls in the vag, but... and the dick in the ass, but... Have you ever seen this shit where, like, a woman, like, poops out an entire double-headed dildo?
Jesus Christ.
Have you seen that?
No, man.
There's a few of those. I've seen it more than one time.
They're probably all Czechoslovakian, too. Those poor girls out there.
It's like this one chick was getting fucked in the ass by a strap-on, and then the strap-on pulls out, and just more dildo comes out, like an entire long, like a 2-foot-long double-headed dildo.
Jesus Christ. You see, honey, no, I'm only trying to get two inches of pee-pee in inside you. Poor girls are out there making a buck.
There's girls out there shitting 2-foot dildos, and all he asks you to do is take 2 inches of love.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. That's well put, Mike. Thank you.
I mean, but see, to me, that relates to your the bit that you used to do on stage about how women should really just fucking, you know, pun unintended, bite the bullet and take a fucking dick in their mouth and swallow. Because when we're down there, we have to gulp down gallons of your fucking girl juice.
That's true.
Of your vaginal micturations.
The secretions. It just keeps coming. coming too, especially the way I do it.
But, you know, especially the way I do it too, just like all over the face, just like a gushing river of, we don't know what that stuff's made of.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming.
You could be peeing on us for all we know, and we're just lapping it up.
Because that's what we're told in sex ed class.
Just suck it up. Drink it. Drink that shit.
Isn't that where that term comes? Just suck it up.
Suck it up.
What?
Suck it up. Isn't that where that term comes?
Oh, yeah, I know. That was good. The dish.
Yeah, I said it again. Just maybe
yeah.
You guys...
One more time and it'll be funny.
Isn't that where the term suck it up comes from?
Oh, my God. That was a bad
one.
This time I get it. This time.
This is the time that you finally...
Yeah, so just, I mean, come on, just put the, I realize that jizz is probably not the best tasting substance on the planet.
I don't know. It's probably not.
I can't imagine how anything that comes out of my penis can taste like candy.
Hmm.
It just doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, well, maybe not candy. Maybe, you know.
I get it, but I'm not asking you to drink my piss. I'm not asking you to eat my shit. It's a fucking teaspoon. It's a tablespoon at most.
At most. On a backed up day.
What?
It's
a tablespoon.
Okay, it's more like 8 tablespoons, but
yeah.
But I mean, you don't notice it when it's just shooting down your throat. Just open your throat and let it go. Yeah, I mean, it's already lubricated, so you don't even have to, like, just let it slide down the back of your throat. It's all fine.
That is true.
Let it slide down. Meanwhile, we have to choke and sputter on the gallons of girl juice that are just flowing uninterrupted into our mouths.
That's not how it happens, is it?
Pretty much.
Jesus, Louie, you're not taking care of business over here.
Sorry, honey. No, man, it's been a while, apparently.
Yeah, sure. It's just like a walk. Do you ever pour a 40 down your throat? That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Just like constant. And it's somehow carbonated.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, whoa, a little fizzy. And there's usually a bunch of guys cheering you out, go, 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 go. At least in my mind.
Plus, like, let's not mention all the fuzzies that are crammed up there from all the rampant tampon use.
The panty fuzzies, all the cotton balls that...
No, all the. I mean, if you're Dominican, there's probably like at least 12 used condoms up there.
Ah. I'm still getting particles in my mouth sometimes.
Ah. But you said it was gone.
I don't know how either of you put up with me, honest to God. I really don't. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure after every conversation anyone has with me, they're just like, why do I talk to him?
I think that's good enough.
All right, let's end the show on that.
All right. Tomorrow's another day.
All right, ladies.
Skyfall in the movies now.
Hi, ladies.
Good night, ladies.
Yo, you see that? Did you see, real quick, you see that shit, The Man with the Iron Fist, that fucking Wu-Tang movie?
Yeah, that's the RZA, the GZA.
That's the RZA and the GZA. I actually really want to see that.
And the FZA.
And the JZA.
And the JZA on your face.
And the MZA and the NZA.
The JZA on your face. The JZA on your face. You heard that one?
That time it was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That last time, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, ladies.
All right, bye-bye. I'll talk to you. Faggot.